It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Friend from the community, LaFonda, from the Bowie County, Teche County Family Health Center, West 12th Street, at the corner of Oak and Spruce. Right. They're bordered on both sides there. And it's so good to have you on your final
day.
She's retiring as of today.
Right.
Happy retirement, first of all.
Happy retirement.
Thank you all so much. Thank you for having me in today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, how long have you worked at the health center?
It was 32 years in June.
That's terrific.
Thank you. And before that, and like I said, if you look at her, you think she started as a baby.
I did.
And before that, you worked at Wadley.
Wadley. My first job out of nursing school was working Wadley labor and delivery, delivering babies, which was so much fun. I was a young, energetic, excited nurse, Nancy nurse, brand new out of school.
You can do everything.
Yes.
Well, she's still excited.
She's still excited.
But over the years, you've been working at the health center. I'm sure that things have changed and your role has changed. Tell us about the progression from when you got there to 32 years later.
Oh, it's been amazing to see the changes that have come in public health through those years. When I started there were like 45 employees throughout the building, and we had numerous programs and services that we no longer offer through the years, the different budget cuts and funding cuts, because we are grant funded.
Right.
Some of our funding is through the city and some through the county, but majority of the program services comes from grants through the state. And when I first started there, we had an in-house lab, and we had programs for disease intervention specialists. And, of course, we still have some of the programs for family planning, WIC, and immunizations. But when I came there, they were expanding their prenatal program.
Okay.
Went along with
which
what you were
perfect.
Doing.
Went along.
Yeah.
Exactly. I went from labor and delivery to working predominantly prenatal. Now, of course, we also work some of the other services, but my predominant role was as a prenatal nurse.
Okay.
And I did that for a number of years, and we no longer had the prenatal program. That was absorbed into the community. There's now some of the prenatal clinics in town. That became a doctor operated by doctors, which was perfect for the community needs. And so we still had the family planning and WIC, and then they expanded and opened up a role for someone to take care of the Texas side city employees, because the city is self-insured.
Right.
So to provide some of the immunizations, minor first aid treatment, vision screenings, hearing treatment, preventative services.
Right.
We've recently added lab services.
Oh, perfect.
So you can get lab services
if
you're a city employee at a reduced rate. Again, the city's self-insured.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Whatever you can do to cut medical costs, because insurance premiums are
only
going to go up.
Right.
So there was a nurse in that position who wanted back into the direct patient care.
Okay.
So she and I swapped.
Oh, perfect.
And I found my niche. And loved it.
Serving hundreds of people here.
Right. Our neighbors,
many,
our friends.
Many. Police and fire and water utilities, street, public works,
them
parks
and
rec, them and their families. And it's been the toughest decision to retire and leave family.
Right.
But all good things must come to an end.
Right.
So time to get that younger Nancy nurse, back in there.
Yeah. Now they just got to find her.
They'll find her. Find her.
She's out there.
But LaFonda from the Bowie County, Teche County Family Health Center is here. And after some 32 years at the health department, and before that working as a nurse at Wadley in the prenatal area, or whatever, the birthing.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it. You know where they have the babies.
The baby factory.
Yeah, the baby factory.
She's retiring as of today.
Right.
We're so fortunate to have her on this day, the last day that she's officially going to work. Talk a little bit about now flu vaccines. You got them ready to go. That's going to begin next week.
Next week, first week in October. And we have COVID and Moderna vaccine. We no longer have the one and done. Johnson and Johnson. We don't have that available, but we do have Moderna and Pfizer.
So if you need a vaccine, or if you need another shot,
right?
You've got them.
We do.
Of those
Perfect.
Two.
We have those two brands in stock and can just basically walk in. Don't have to have an appointment.
It's nice.
Up.
Yeah.
And we still have the agency at the health department. It's another agency doing free COVID testing.
Which is vital.
Monday through Saturday. We're only open Monday through Thursday, but
right.
they are there and available Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to, it says 5:30. Now, there's been some people show up kind of late last minute, and they've already packed up. But, yeah, don't push it to the minute, but, yeah, 9
so
to
it
5.
So it is available there
at that location
to get COVID testing for free.
For free,
Monday
yes.
through Saturday. And then the health department itself is Monday through Thursday.
Correct.
From what time in the morning?
7 a.m. to 12 noon. And 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Right.
The building closes for lunch from 12 to 1 because we don't really have the staffing to split and keep the doors open during noon.
So you don't have to have an appointment to come in to get a shot, right?
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So, all right. So next week, the flu vaccine, and then they've got the COVID Pfizer and Moderna.
Right.
And whether you need second shot or maybe if you're in line for the third booster for
right.
Pfizer.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Whatever
it's,
your
it's
need.
It's only 6 months now. I think they started out 8 or 9, and now it's 6 months between your last Pfizer and the
Needing
third
an
dose. Yep.
And I guess when they decide they're going to have a Moderna booster, you'll get those two.
We'll get those two, exactly.
It'll be fine.
Exactly.
All right, and you say that you've had some special days, and you got another special day coming up today. They're going to feed you some more, aren't they?
Yes, yes. I'm going to, my first order of business for retirement is going to be going on a diet. Yeah, they had a nice, all day eat-a-thon for me Monday at my
nice.
Job. We had breakfast burritos and taco bar, then afternoon cupcakes and cookies.
Perfect.
And today, the firemen are feeding me today.
Oh,
and they are the best bunch.
They are.
They really, those guys have just, they've, through the years, really been a blessing to
right.
me. Took care of my yard for me the summers that I was, had cancer
right.
and was on chemotherapy and first round of heart failure. And they come out and just
Step
take care
in.
Of my yard.
Yeah.
Yep. 30 miles out of town, just showed up, did it. Yeah.
That's that firefighter heart.
That's it. Those guys are the best. So,
Well, have a great final day.
Yes.
And enjoy your retirement. Like I said, you've got plenty to do.
Oh,
it's not like
so much to do.
You're not
going
to go sit in some chair somewhere.
Not going to the rocking chair.
Yeah, no. Too young for that. You got too many things to do.
Young.
Thank you so much for all the years that you put in and for helping make Texarkana a better place.
Yeah, we're healthier because of you. Thank you.
Thank y'all for allowing the community outreach to get messages out to the community, because without y'all, we can put flyers up and put things in the paper, but not everybody reads the paper, but pretty well everybody listens to the radio.
That's so right.
This reaches more people for community outreach.
Okay.
and that's
honor.
Vital to us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in on your
Thank
last
you
have to come back.
So much for having me.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.